Welcome to the Big Success Podcast, cutting-edge conversations on business and personal success, as well as how to level up. Here's your host, number one business coach in the world, Brad Sugars.
This week on The Big Pass, we go to Dr. Y, Dr. Gary Sanchez. He's a dentist turned author, international speaker, because he started searching for his why. And in searching for his why is he doing what he does? He created a whole program. The Y.OS is now out there in the market helping you find. And so his goal is to help a billion people find their whys. Their nine whys is really what we're searching for. And we're going to discuss success and finding your why with Dr. Gary Sanchez today on the Big Success Podcast. And we're here with Dr. Gary Sanchez. Gary, you know, in reading the book and understanding the you had me at why, it made me think, I want to hear Gary's perspective on success. So let's start there. What is success to you? How do you define success?
You know, that to me is a very, very challenging question, especially because my why is to find a better way and share it. And there's always a better way. And so it's hard for me to celebrate success. But, you know, ideally, it's setting a goal and reaching that goal. But once you get to that goal, then there's the next goal and the next goal and the next goal. And I bet you deal with that as well. So I like the idea of the looking at it from the perspective of the gap versus the gain, right? And you've probably heard of that concept, but instead of looking at how far you haven't come, looking at success as far as how far you have come, how far you've gained versus how far you are away from your goal. Because a lot of us set such high goals, it's really challenging to ever get there.
Yeah.
But so for me, I look at success as continual and never-ending improvement. So if I'm always improving, if I'm always doing better, then I feel successful because I've got some pretty high goals. And when I reach those, I don't know if I'll feel success when I reach those. Can I give you an example, Brad?
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
So at one point I played a lot of racquetball. Racquetball was my sport. And so I was competing in the world championships and I made it to the finals. And the final match happened to be during my daughter's 5-year-old birthday party at our house. And I missed it. So I missed the party to compete in the world championships. I won. But as soon as I was done, it was like, okay, I reached that goal. I got as high as I could possibly get. Now what? And I missed my daughter's 5-year-old birthday party with all these kids in my house, right? So success in reaching a very high goal didn't do it for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, when we think about success, and again, everybody has definitions of success that are different because it means different things. But that whole mindset of, and the high achievers, and on this podcast, I guess it's all people who are high achievers, because the fact you're listening to a podcast on success is that factor. So I get it 100%. So let's go back a ways then and think about, when in life did you choose success? Like, was there an age? Was there a thing? What helped you? What made you choose success as part of your way of being?
I would have to say it was my parents. You know, they were great examples of encouraging me. They were always surrounding us with other people that were very successful. Mm-hmm. They were always complimenting us when we found success, when we found better ways in my case. And so from a very young age, you know, basketball was my thing. Sports was always a big deal for me.
Yeah,
academics was okay. I enjoyed it a little bit. But sports and competing, competition, winning was something that was ingrained into us. My dad was that way. He was a very good handball player, and whatever he did and my mother did, they always did at a very high level. And so that was just kind of expected of us. It wasn't, are you going to go to college or are you going to get grades? It's how good are you going to get?
Yeah.
And so, of course, there's pluses and minuses to that. So at a very young age, I competed in lots and lots of sports. And I think learning to compete is what made me want to achieve the next level, the next level, the next level. Gets you on that kind of rat race of of competing.
Yeah.
And so at a young age, that was my thing. Was I was for sure, Brad, I was for sure going to be an NBA basketball player. There's no doubt about it. That's what I was going to be. Until by age 14, I was about 5 feet tall. So feet tall and white. So what are the odds of an NBA career for me?
Yeah, not high, not massive. That's the thing. So let's then go back then. What's your formula for how does success happen? How do you create success?
Yep. Great question, because I do have a formula for that, and I've used it over and over and over. And that is finding somebody else who's already doing what you want to do, copying them until you can do it just as good as they can, and then find a better way to do it even better. And that's how I ended up becoming the world champion in racquetball. So as I mentioned, I was too short to play basketball, so I switched to racquetball at age 13. And I found somebody who was the best that I knew, a guy named Greg Peck. He was in El Paso, Texas. And I used to stand in front of a mirror for hours and just practice exactly what he did. He had the most beautiful swing. And so I practiced it and practiced it and practiced, never even hit a ball, just practiced, look until I could do it just like he did it. And then I found a way to do it even better so that I could beat him. But it's find somebody who's doing what you want to do, copy them till you can do it as good as they can, and then find a way to do it better. That's always been my formula.
Yeah. And if you go back and start thinking about modeling someone who is successful, how did you end up in dentistry after all that sport? How did dentistry end up in your life?
It was a motorcycle wreck. So I went off to college at University of Colorado in Boulder, and was competing at tournaments all over the country at that time. And stupidly, my roommate shows up. I'm standing there talking to some people. He shows up with this motorcycle and he says, "Hey, let's go for a ride on this motorcycle." I'm wearing shorts, no shirt, no helmet, and flip-flops. And I get on the back of this motorcycle with a sissy bar on it.
Dang.
And we take off. And of course, he's showing off for these girls. So he pops a wheelie, comes down with the tire sideways. We go back and forth and bang, we hit the brand new pavement. I can't get off the back. He jumps off. I have to go down with the motorcycle, lands on my leg and my foot, scrapes the heck out of me. And it took me months to heal. And in that moment, in those months, I realized that I don't want to put all my eggs in that basket.
Yeah.
I do not want to be trying to compete for the rest of my life in that. And that's when I just picked dentistry on a whim. I didn't know what to do. So that's a big question for all of us. You're like, what do you want to do with your life?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's amazing how those little things can lead us in different directions. So that when we look at success, often the negative side of life, the failures can teach us success. What are some of the things that you've learned by failing, and how has that led to your success?
Yeah. So, my next book that I write, and I think I'll have a chapter from you probably in there. It's going to be called The Power of Pissed Off.
The title.
Because think about what happens when we get pissed off. And that's really what happened to me, because the advice that I was given from the quote unquote business gurus of the day when I got out of dental school. So I went to USC Dental School just to try it out. And then I ended up liking it. But when I graduated, the advice that I was given was build a great product and people will come. Right. Build a great product. People will naturally, mysteriously find out about you. So I spent 20 years doing that, Brad. I went to the highest levels. I competed in dentistry pretty much like I competed in everything else.
Yeah.
I got to the highest level, studied with the best mentors, built a beautiful office, really well-trained team. I had all the technology, all the stuff. I had a great what, but I blended in with everybody else who said, yeah, I'm a dentist too. Or my nephew's a dentist. He just got out of dental school. He's just like you. And I'm like, no. He's not just like me. And I really got burnt out, just couldn't stand it after a while. I was like, I can't believe how hard I've worked at this. And I don't have a practice that shows it. I don't have the income that shows it. I don't get the feelings, the accolades, or if you will, for how much I've put into this. And that's when I got so pissed off. I went out and I hired a coach. I hired a business coach guy named John Assaraf. I think you probably know him.
I know John well. Yeah.
Yes. And so through John, I learned how to use the internet. I learned how to do websites, drip campaigns, SEO, all that stuff. So I could tell everybody all about me. So, but the only problem was, what am I going to say? I didn't know what to say. So since I didn't know what to say, I stayed quiet until that's when I heard John Assaraf interview Simon Sinek. And I learned all about this concept of why, starting with your why. And I said, man, I got a great what, but I don't know my why. Yeah. So I called Simon and I said, Simon, I need you to help me discover my why. And he and I spent about 8 months together going back through my life, looking for clues as to why I do what I do. And when I finally figured it out, that my why is to find a better way and share it, just like your why, my life made so much sense to me. Everything in my life has been about finding better ways to do things and then sharing them.
Yeah.
And that's how I found success. So Brad, when Simon and I went back through my life looking for clues, what he was asking me was, tell me about a situation in your life where you found success, where you felt successful. And we went back to every single thing that I could remember and we looked for a pattern. And that's where your why comes from. Because once you know your why, then you know where you find success and what makes you feel successful. And for me, it was what finding better ways and then sharing them. And so that's what really, that failure of not getting what I thought I was going to get for all the work I put in led me then to finding the success in my practice. When I stopped talking about what we do, crowns, bridges, fillings, all that stuff, and I started talking about why we do what we do and what we believe, that's when my practice took off. That's when I started getting calls from other dentists wanting me to help them. That's when I had to develop the processes to help others discover their why. I went back and figured out what Simon was trying to do, and I made it better.
Yeah.
So instead of taking 6 or 8 or 10 months, I could sit down with you, Brad, in about an hour.
Yeah.
And I could take you through discovering your why, building your messaging, marketing, branding, all of that based on your why. And that's, so the power of pissed off is what led to finding success. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. You're on the Big Success Podcast. We'll be back in a moment. We've got Dr. Why, and we're going to discuss more about how to find your why and how to that breeds your success.
Business empires are where most people create the vast majority of their initial income and wealth. Through Brad Sugars' Entrepreneurs event, you will learn how to turn your companies into valuable and sellable assets. Visit bradsugars.com to attend this program as a standalone or as part of Brad Sugars' Entrepreneurial University.
You're back on the Big Success Podcast. Dr. Gary Sanchez, let's ask this question. How do you find success at finding your why? What's the methodology? What's the way? Other than obviously filling in the survey that you've created.
Yeah, so how I did it was I helped so many people figure out their why. Once I figured mine out, I found a better way to do it. And I did it for thousands of people for free. And I would sit down and ask them a series of questions. And so, Brad, I've done more why discoveries than anybody in the world. And I can tell you that me trying to help you, I was only about 70% accurate. 30% of the time I was wrong. And I want your audience to think about this. If everything you do, if your why is your starting point, if your passion, your purpose, your direction, if your messaging, your marketing, your branding, your culture all comes from your why, don't you think you ought to know it? Don't you think you ought to know that it's correct? And so I could share with you the process that I used, but you know, there's a good odds that you're not going to get it right. If you just go to the website, and it's not expensive to go discover your why, it's, you know, $50 to go do that. That's what I would recommend. I did this so many thousands of times that I started to notice patterns and trends and similarities. And I figured out that there's only 9 different whys. And once I figured that out, I could train and teach other people how to do this. And we got lots and lots of data. With that data, then we were able to, I was able to write the algorithm and create the software that's 100% accurate. It gets it every single time.
Yeah.
So that's really what, you know, I would love to tell them there's this secret way to do it, but odds are you're not going to get it right.
Yeah.
You could try to follow a process, but just go get it right.
Yeah. And then sit on a hill. sit on a hill and contemplate for the next 2 years. No, no, no.
Yeah, exactly. And then you may or may not get it right. And what are you going to do with it? And how are you going to know?
Yeah. So the data is what's led it to that thing. So let's dive into, you got me to do the thing. Let's dive into when I filled in all the questions and went through the questionnaire, and you look at the three different segments of why. Give people a bit, because most of the people on the podcast know me pretty well. So let's go through what you found about me and let's learn from that.
Perfect. I love that. Okay. So what Brad did, so there's your why and there's your YOS, your why operating system. So your why operating system is your why, your how, and your what. Why you do what you do, how you bring that to life, and what other people can count on from you. So since you all know Brad's why, like mine, is to find a better way and share it. He is compulsive about finding better ways to do things and then sharing them with the world. What do you think this podcast is that we're on, right? Sharing secrets of success with the world. These are better ways. These are secrets that will help you move forward faster. Now, how he does that is by simplifying it down to just a couple things. And ultimately, what he brings is a way to contribute, add value, have an impact in the lives of others. That's what you've done with Action Coach. That's what you're doing here. And I'm sure that's what you do everywhere in your life.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yeah. I mean, that's everything I do. I remember Bucky Fuller taught teach a model. And so like 5 ways to multiply your profits, 6 keys to a winning team. Everything is broken down into a simple methodology. In fact, Gary, you'll laugh at this. Many years ago, an accountant of mine in Australia, Harry Rosenberg, said, we should call you sucrose because you're like the simple sugars. You know, it's exactly what you're saying.
But let me ask you this question. Do you go to bed thinking about better ways and wake up thinking about better ways and you can't turn it off and it's just who you are?
It's all day, every day. Like we're doing Halloween decorations at my house. It's like, how can I make that look a little better? You know.
Yeah. And so the thing about it is, like if your wife was here, she would probably be laughing and she would say, that is him to a T. And it's not something you chose. It's just the way it is. But if you can build your life, which you have, around finding better ways, simplifying them so that they're usable and ultimately for the purpose of helping other people do better, then you're going to love. Well, let me ask you, will you love doing that every day?
Yeah, this is what I do all day, every day. I've built my business and built my life. So that's all I have to do.
Exactly. And so how does that feel to you? Do you have passion for it?
Yeah. Yeah, I get up, I come in, do these interviews, I do my teachings, I do all my stuff, innovation of what we do and how we do it at Action Coach. Because again, I'm not just building an industry, I'm not just building a business, I'm building a profession, building an entire industry. So that's the way it is.
And so that's when we talk about success, Brad, that's why it's so critical for people to know their YOS, their why, how, and what. Because if what you choose to do is in line with that, you're going to love it. You're going to feel successful. You're going to have unlimited energy for it. And you can continually move it forward. But if it isn't in line with that, you might be able to do it for a little while, but you will run out of energy.
Yeah.
And when you run out of energy, it just becomes a drag and a drab. And you're just like, yeah, I know I can do it, but I don't really like it.
Yeah. So let's look at two other areas then. Change and communication. How do you succeed at change and how do you succeed at communication?
So change is an interesting word for me, because when you think about how many people actually ever change, you know, change your brain, change your life, change this, change that. How many people actually ever get in shape and stay in shape? How many people ever change their habits? So I kind of look at it differently. Instead of changing who you are or trying to change things, why don't we figure out who you are and then live the best version of you? Don't change. You don't need to. From my perspective, I wouldn't want to change you, Brad. And let's say you were really struggling with your life and you weren't on the path that you were on. It's not for me about changing you. It's about figuring out who is Brad. How does he, what's his why, how, and what? And then let's help him be the best version of that and live in line with that. And he's going to love what he's doing. So change is a, I don't really find that people do much changing unless they're under extreme situations. And even then, how long do they change for? They always seem to end up right back where their thermostat set them. So that's one of my perspective on that. I don't know if others will agree with that, but that's what I've noticed. Let's find out who you are and get you on the right path, and you will love what you're doing.
Yeah. When you're in the right seat on the bus, you do a heck of a lot better than when you're in the wrong seat. So let's dive across then to communication. How do you succeed at communication?
Yeah. So knowing your why. Okay. So when, if I see you on the screen right now, Brad, I can create a narrative around what I think I see. Right. I look at your hair. I look at the way you're dressed, the way you're standing, all the stuff. And I can create a narrative around what I think I see. And then I'm going to treat you based on what I think you are. But if I know your YOS, now that I know it's about finding better ways, simplifying them so that you can have a bigger impact. Now all that other stuff gets taken out and I'd see you for who you are. Now I know how to communicate with you. I know that you're looking for better ways. I know that you're looking for simple solutions, and I know that you want to have a bigger impact. So I know your language now. I know how to connect with you. I know how to talk to you. I would know how to build a program for you. I know what you're going to like, and I know what you're not going to like. So it really helps shortcut communication from hoping that I say the right things, hoping I say enough things that Brad connects with it, to knowing exactly how to talk to Brad, exactly how to communicate and connect with him. So do you think that might be valuable to know about your spouse?
Just a little.
Do you think it might be valuable to know about your teenage daughter?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so when you want to connect with them, when you want to help get them on the right path, would it, you know, when you know their YOS, it just makes it simple. It's a better way. It's simple, and you'll have a bigger impact.
Very nice. So let's then apply this to business. Finding your business why, or your business vision, as we call it in our world. Tell me more about how we succeed at that.
So let's go back to you, because everybody knows you, and let's go back to Action Coach. Well, you know what? Let me start with Apple, and then we'll go to Action Coach, if that's okay.
Sure.
Steve Jobs, everybody knows who Steve Jobs is. His why is to challenge the status quo. How he does that is by finding better ways. And ultimately, what he brings are simple solutions. So his why is a challenge. His how is better way. And his what is simplify. So the visionary of the business, the YOS of the business is the YOS of the visionary. So let's go back to Steve Jobs and see how that applies to Apple.
Yeah.
So we said his why was to challenge the status quo. Let's see, in everything Apple does, they challenge the status quo. What was the phone before the iPhone? Do you remember? What was the one with all the buttons?
The Nokia. And then there was the flip phone, the Razor.
Razor. And then the BlackBerry. Remember the BlackBerry?
Oh, yeah. BlackBerry, the CrackBerry. Yeah.
The CrackBerry. So how many buttons on a CrackBerry?
Oh, I've got no idea. I can't remember back that far.
You can't count that high. So let's say it was 100.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't 100, but let's just say it was 100. If all he was going to do is make a better CrackBerry, he would make one with 102 buttons.
Right.
But instead, he challenged what a phone was, found something better, which is glass, simplified it to where a 3-year-old and a 93-year-old could do it with their finger. Apple is a reflection of Steve Jobs. What is their tagline, right? It's think differently. So think different. So where did that come from? It came directly from Steve Jobs. Let's go to Action Coach and Brad Sugars. Your why is better way. How you do that is by simplifying things. And ultimately what you bring is a way to contribute and add value to other people. Action Coach is a reflection of you.
Yeah.
In everything you do at Action Coach, you're continually looking for better ways, right?
That's the key.
And then how you go about doing that is simplifying them down to where people can actually do something with it.
Yeah.
Make it 5 things, 3 things, 6 things, ultimately for the purpose of helping them build their coaching practice so they can then go have a bigger impact, which means you had a bigger impact.
Love it. Brilliant. We're on the Big Success Podcast. We'll be back with Dr. Gary Sanchez. We're going to talk about scaling up and going massive, not just good, but great.
Dr. Gary Sanchez's personal journey takes him from successful dentist to why obsessed, to helping hundreds of thousands discover their why, to creating software to impact 1 billion people. For more information on Dr. Sanchez, please visit his website today.
We're back on the Big Success Podcast. Gary, let's talk about scaling up, going from good to great. What's the keys to going from being good at something to being great at it?
I would say it has to be clarity. Mm-hmm. I mean, clarity is king. And when you're clear on who you are, it helps you figure out what direction you should go. Mm. And where you can have the biggest impact. And that's really what happened in my dental practice. I already had a good practice, but I was not clear on A, who we were, how to talk about us, and who our ideal client was. Mm. But once we figured out our YOS, our why, how, and what, it told me instantly who my ideal client was. It taught me instantly how to talk about ourselves. It helped me create all of our messaging and our marketing and our branding all based on that. So to answer your question, there's three steps in performing at the highest level, at scaling up. The first step is self-awareness. Mm-hmm. Got to know who you are. Everything starts with you. Second step is, who are we? Who do we have on our team? How do we all fit together? How do we align and focus everybody in the same direction? And then the third step is, what is our message? What are we going to say to the marketplace that brings the right people to us, those that appreciate, value us, refer to us, pay their bill on time, all that stuff? Once we have those three things in that sequence, that's when you get to live your why within your organization. That's when you have unlimited energy for it. And that's what you love what you're doing. And everybody can see it and feel it. That's when things take off for you. And I've seen it over. I've done this with thousands of companies now. Wow. I've seen it over and over and over. It's the same story. Get clear on the leader. Get clear on the team. Get clear on the message. Boom, you take off.
Brilliant. So let's then apply that to thinking big, dreaming big even, you know. How do you get someone to go to the success factor of thinking, okay, I'm shooting for a million. No, shoot for a billion. How do you get someone to do that massive thinking or massive dreaming?
Oh, boy, I really think it comes down to thinking time. You know, having that time set aside to really just sit and think. And I went through this, Brad. I think it might be interesting for the audience, which is, so our vision is to be the first step in self-awareness, right? There's a lot of great assessments out there. There's Myers-Briggs, Colby, DISC, yep. StrengthFinders, lots of great assessments out there. Those are how you take action, not why you take action. We built the world's only why discovery tool. And so our vision is to be that first step in self-awareness. When anyone's trying to figure out who they are, where do I start? What's the start here button? So that's what we want to be, is that first step. Now, our goal is to impact a billion people in the next 15 years. We figured it's going to take us 15 years to impact a billion people. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we'll get there sooner. But I got to tell you, Brad, as soon as you start to say it, scared the heck out of me when I said a billion people.
Yeah.
Scared me to death. And I think that's one of your goals as well. And the first time you said that, you know, what did that feel like to you?
You know, every single time that you come to something big, it's both scary and exciting. It's both of those emotions wrapped into one, I guess.
And how different is your thinking? If you said, yeah, this year, with Action Coach, we want to impact 10,000 people versus we want to impact a billion people. The thinking around a billion changes everything, right? It changes who I have to connect with, how I have to design things, what type of JVs we're going to do, what type of people that we're going to work with and not work with. It sets the everything completely differently than if I'm trying to get to 10,000.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's when I started to say 1 billion. I remember the first time I said it scared me to death. I was like, I have no idea how we're going to possibly do this. But now it's been a couple of years. And I can't tell you, Brad, how many people, you know, people that are in the same circles have stepped forward and said, I know how to help you get there. I'm going to help you get there.
Yeah.
I can get you to the first 10 million. I can get you to, I mean, it's just been fascinating how many people step up when you say a billion and say, hey, I'm in. Yeah. I want part of that.
Yeah, people enjoy being part of something big. So let's go to the quick fire round. What are your thoughts, Gary? How do you have success in health?
In health, consistency. So for me, I'm at the gym every morning at 6, no matter what. It's like brushing my teeth. Don't let yourself go. Always stay healthy. Don't worry about eating perfect. Interesting. I don't know if I can share this, but I was at a JJ Virgin event a couple of weeks ago, and it was all these health professionals, 500 doctors and health professionals there. So you had the paleo group, you had the vegan group, you had the vegetarian group, you had the carnivore group, you had all these different groups. All of it works.
Yeah.
SlimFast works.
Yep.
You just got to do it. So consistency for me every morning, no matter what, I'm here at the gym.
Next one, fun. How do you have success at being fun and having enjoying life, vacations and stuff?
Oh my gosh. That's a hard one for me because I so much enjoy what I'm doing. But for me, it's having friends that are fun and make me do it with them. And I don't know, like next week, I'm going to Ecuador to go to a soccer match. You know, if my friend hadn't called me and said, hey, we got to be there. Yeah. I don't know if I would do it. So for me, it's been about surrounding myself with people that love to have fun and definitely make sure that I go with them.
Excellent. Self-development. How do you have success in self-development?
I think it really, for me, has come from a need. Mm-hmm. Because if you're trying to accomplish something big, it really first starts inside of me. And if I'm not the leader I need to be, then I need to find out how to be that leader. If I don't know how to run the business, then I have to find out how to run the business. So it comes from, you know, personal responsibility, which leads to what it is that I need to learn next, which leads to finding the expertise that I need to find, which becomes but at that point, it becomes very interesting.
Yeah.
Right. It's not interesting if you don't care about it. If I don't really need to do anything, then what does it matter what I read?
Yeah. Very nice. Goals. Success in goals.
Man, I would say success in setting goals or reaching goals.
Setting goals.
In setting goals, again, it comes from thinking time. Well, I'm a better way guy, like I think, like you are. And so for me, I have to bounce stuff off of people. Mm-hmm. I have to have a group of people around me that, hey, what do you think of this? Hey, I'm thinking about doing this, and getting feedback and clarifying it for myself exactly what it is. If I have a goal, I'm really good at getting to it. If I have a fuzzy goal, not so good at getting it. If I don't have any goal, I flounder.
Yeah.
I bet you do too.
So, final question. What's the best advice or the best quote you've ever got on success?
You know, I got it from somebody that I had on my podcast, Brad, and it was Paul Allen. Paul Allen started Ancestry.com. Mm-hmm. And he said, don't take advice from somebody who doesn't think like you. And when he first said that, I was like, well, that doesn't sound right. But the more we started to think about it, I said, well, what do you mean by that? And he goes, it might be good advice, but it probably won't work for you because you don't think that way. And so the more I've been thinking about that, if you take advice from somebody who doesn't think like you, it worked for them, but odds are it won't work for you. If you take advice from someone who does think like you, like if you gave me advice, Brad, and we have the same why, it would probably work for me. Mm. I would get it. I'd say, man, that's right, spot on, and I could do it, and it would feel right to me. But somebody who thinks differently than us probably ain't going to work for us.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever had somebody that just thinks completely differently than you, and they give you advice on something? You're like, yeah, you know, that sounds pretty interesting, but I'm not going to do that.
You've been on the Big Success Podcast, Dr. Gary Sanchez, Dr. Why. Make sure you read his stuff. Make sure you check it out and do the survey. Make sure you find out your why. I'm Brad Sugars. I'll see you next week on the Big Success Podcast.
You've been listening to the Big Success Podcast with the number one business coach in the world, Brad Sugars. To learn more about how to achieve business and personal success, as well as how to level up or listen to past episodes, visit www.bradsugars.com.